Breezy 101, this is the Breakfast Show on a Friday morning, and I've been telling you we're going to have a special guest on, and we do have a special guest on. It is the new Chief of Police of the Kosciuszko Police Department, Christopher Ray. Chief Ray, thanks for being on with us. You know, we've been trying to get you on, but you've been busy since you've been here, right?
I have been very busy. You know, Kosciuszko has about 7,000 residents, and I think I have met every single one of them this week. It's been great.
Yeah, I believe it. But yeah, originally you are from Kosciuszko, so talk about your background growing up here, and kind of what you remember about Kosciuszko from your youth.
Well, I just love Kosciuszko. I was raised here in Kosciuszko and graduated from Kosciuszko High School. I have family here, and just love the community. And just really happy to be back.
Yeah. And so what did you do after you left Kosciuszko, and how did you get involved in law enforcement?
So after I left Kosciuszko, I went to the University of Mississippi, where I got a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. After I got my degree, I got hired on with the Oxford City Police Department, where I served them for about 14 years in different capacities.
What made you, when you saw the opening for the position here, what kind of drew you to, the position of police chief here in the city of Kosciuszko?
Well, first off, it was just a really great opportunity, just something that I had really always wanted to do. And being my hometown, being familiar with the community and the people here, and having family here, I have a daughter. A 5-year-old daughter, so it's just great to be back home and be close to family and be back at my hometown and bring everything that I've learned at my previous positions here to Kosciuszko.
Yeah, people saw Penelope when she held the Bible when you were getting sworn in.
That was great. That was really great. That was Mayor Kyle's idea, and that was just wonderful.
So we're speaking with Chris Ray, Chief of Police here at the Kosciuszko Police Department. So I heard you talk at Lions Club a few weeks ago, and you kind of discussed some things, some ideas that you had for the police department. We don't have to get into too much, but I know you had something. One thing I thought was cool was coffee with the cop. I thought that was a pretty cool idea.
Well, I'm glad you asked about that. So one of the things that we want to do is increase our community service stuff that we do with the community. And one of those would be coffee with a cop. And we would basically just go to a local business and ask that business to host us one morning for, 30 minutes, maybe an hour, and have that business give away a free cup of coffee to anybody that wants to come in and sit down with the patrol shift and investigators and myself and just talk about the city of Kosciuszko, what the police department is doing, what we can do for them, but really just to get to know one another on a first name basis and sit down and drink a cup of coffee.
Yeah, and I'm a big coffee drinker, so if that happens, if it's during my show, I might have to stop. Might have to come over there, maybe broadcast live from a location or something. We'll see what we can come up with. But what are some other ideas you have for increasing your community involvement between the police department and the community?
Well, another idea I had is similar to coffee with a cop, but it's donuts with cops. But instead, our school resource officer and one of the patrol officers that are on duty would grab a couple boxes of donuts and stop by the elementary school and pop into a classroom of, your first grade, second grade, third grade class, and just sit down with the kids, eat some donuts, get to know the kids, and kind of just talk to the kids about what police officers are, what we do, and what we do in the community, and just build that relationship.
Yeah, you want to get points with the kids. You definitely show up with food and donuts.
Well, everybody likes donuts.
Yeah,
so
exactly, you can look at my belt here and see I like them a little too much.
Well, cops have a reputation for eating donuts, but everybody likes donuts.
So I know one more thing was a pack the patrol car thing that was really neat that I heard you talk about.
Yeah, this is really good. So it's called Pack the Patrol Car, and what we'll do is we'll go to Walmart and we'll put a patrol car out in front of Walmart. For 4 or 6 hours during the summer before the school year starts. And we will just let the community know, hey, stop by Walmart, buy some school supplies, throw them in the patrol car in the back seat or in the trunk, and let's pack the patrol car full of school supplies. Then what we'll do is we'll take all those school supplies up to the police department, and anybody in our community that is in need and would like to come by there and get some free school supplies can do so. Now, any school supplies that we have left over that anybody doesn't come and get, we will actually take those to the school, give those to the teachers, and then they can give them out to the students where they see fit. That's another fun one.
Yeah, very similar. Around this time of year, there's usually an ambulance out there at Walmart, and someone may be putting donations for toys and things like that. And they always have way too much. People in Kosciuszko are very, very generous when they get to do stuff like that. So those are some things that you had in mind for the department. Now, I do know one thing, that you have a new Facebook page, right?
Yes, I think this is a really big deal. So I think that it really helps us with transparency. I think people in the community really want to know what their police department is doing. So when we get all of these community service events started, we're going to put those out on our Facebook page. So I strongly suggest that you follow our page so you can keep up with our community service events if you want to be involved with those. But also, you know, it's a great way to put out information. This is how people stay connected nowadays. So we're going to put out press releases of things that are going on. You know, we had a little shooting that came out on Huntington Street, and everybody wanted to know what was going on. So we blasted out a press release on there so the public knew what was going on. We're going to put notable arrest on there, any pertinent information that we think the community needs to know. And we want the community to feel like they're more involved with the police department. I think that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, and if you haven't learned already, Kosciuszko is a big Facebook community. Lots of traffic there on the Facebook pages, so a lot of people will see those posts. But yeah, if you want to follow along, it's just Kosciuszko Police Department on Facebook. You might even be scrolling right now. You can go and give it a thumbs up, give it a like on Facebook. And I know one more thing that you mentioned is that you might be looking for a few officers.
Yes, we are looking to hire, and it is my goal to have, competitive pay, incentives, and programs to keep and retain good officers that we want to keep, but also recruit new officers. So if you yourself or someone you know is a young, motivated individual that wants to get started in law enforcement, I strongly suggest that you get an application off of our Facebook page or come by the police department and get an application and get that in, and if it's a match, we'll get you started in law enforcement, and it'd be great.
Yeah, I think we even have the link there on breezynews.com as well. I think we posted the where the application could be taken. So Chief of Police Chris Ray here on the Breakfast Show, and that's all I have, Chief. If there's anything else you wanted to make mention of before we know you're busy, you're saying you've been meeting everybody, so we know you got to get out of here, but anything else you wanted to say while you had the time?
Well, the main thing that I want everybody in the community to know about me, your new Chief of Police, is that I am a Christian man. I love and fear the Lord. I will not waver in my faith or my integrity. The Lord is my rock, and He will guide me in everything that I do. I'm going to do my best to always be professional and courteous to the citizens of Kosciuszko, the Kosciuszko Police Department employees, and we want to protect, serve, and respect our community.
Well, thank you, Chief. We appreciate you for being on, and we look forward to some of the new events or the new community service projects that may be happening. As I said, Coffee with the Cop. I'm a big fan of coffee, so I'll have to stop in there and chat it up with some of our officers. And if you haven't yet, you're probably going to get asked to drive a vehicle in the Christmas parade or something. I'm sure they're going to ask you to do that, so they might be calling you pretty soon.
But that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that's what they do here in Kosciuszko. But Chief, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you.